Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys in Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's your radio voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah High School football head coach, Brett Chappell.
Live Fox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina. It's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. So the Black Bears already ready to get going here on the first big weekend of the season coming up next weekend. Tilt against Murphy. A lot of things obviously going on between the end of last season and where we are right now. But about ready to get things kicked off, Coach. And I know you're very excited about the group of kids that you've got right now, as well as putting the pieces back on the table again after what was another successful campaign last year. Got a lot of reason to have a lot of hope and high expectations for this team going into the 2018 season.
I think one of the big things for us coming out of last year, with that loss in the playoffs at Franklin in that second round, I think it left us hungry to come back, especially for these kids that were juniors and sophomores that were playing last year. Felt like we had an opportunity to, push on past that second round and, weren't able to get it done, but it kind of left you that taste of, we want to get back there. We want to get back to that position again, try to make a run. And so it was a really good off season. We stayed healthy. We had a couple of injuries with some surgeries and stuff that took place. But we're trying to get back healthy. Hopefully we'll have all of our pieces back maybe by about the 1st of September, middle of September. And it was good to get back out on the field last night against two really good teams. You're talking about Swain and Mountain Heritage, both teams that were conference champions and shared the conference championship last year. So two really good programs. I enjoy going against those guys, Coach Blankenship and Coach Joey Robinson up at Mountain Heritage do a really good job. And you see a lot of similarities in their programs and how they build their stuff as well. And it's always good to go against classy people like that.
And it makes a big difference when you get a chance to go out there and work against a pretty good competition. You can, find out pretty quickly how good you are. And again, we're in a situation again, this year where, we're going to be bringing in the defending 4A champions from Greenville, Tennessee. And, of course, Murphy is what they are, and they're always very talented. But when you look at our schedule, we don't have a lot of time to kind of, sit back and wait. We've got to get after it right from the get-go. And, of course, doing what you did last night certainly helps with that, I think.
It does. It helps build confidence. Faced, like I said, two really good teams last night. Felt like we did some good things in there. Obviously, there's some things you still got to clean up, but that's everybody this early. I think the excitement and the optimism that not only the coaches have, but the community has is important as well. And we saw some of that last night, had a good crowd, had really good weather. I've been talking to some people late last night, some of the coaches, and some of them didn't get all of their scrimmage in, part of their scrimmage. Some of them didn't get any scrimmage at all. So certainly thankful that we had a really good night of weather. JV's got to go as well, got some good work with those kids too. So it was a really good night, and we came out healthy, so that was important as well.
Tell me about your numbers right now.
Varsity-wise, we're sitting right at 40, I think 39, 40 kids. JV's, we're sitting right at 46, 47. So good numbers, really happy about where we're at there. And again, just listening around Western North Carolina and listening to some of the programs and the numbers, we're seeing some dips, in some numbers all the way around. Usually you have one or two schools, but there are some programs that have, have folded up the JV program
wow,
already. Asheville High School is one of them, and that's unheard of for a school that size. And it's not just, it's not just here. So we're certainly thankful that our feeder programs, our youth programs are still strong. Middle school programs are still strong as well. And that's only helping us once they get into high school.
Real quick around that, how do you think that plays out in the next 5 to 10 years?
I don't know. It makes you wonder, what direction everything is trending right now. I think we're kind of in a unique situation where we've got kids and parents in the community that it's still important for these kids to be a part of, these programs. And it means something to these kids to get to that high school and put that P on that helmet, no matter where they came from.
Yeah.
And that's important to not only the community, but it's important to the coaches and, and the families and all of those things. And I think that's what makes this place unique. And you've got to be able to recruit. I mean, you've got to be able to get in the hallways and get kids out. And, you know, you just can't coach the way you used to. Somebody was asking me the other day, and I told him, I said, I don't coach the same way I did 20 years ago. Mm. I said, you've got to be able to evolve a little bit, but you've got to be able to keep your core values in place as well. And sometimes it's a fine line. And, you know, again, I'm thankful that we've got good numbers and kids that want to continue to play for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With joint commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist in orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Again this morning, Brett Chappell Show, to open up the 2018 season. You talked about, you know, having an opportunity to get through the halls and talk to kids and recruit kids, recruit the kids that you've got in, you know, within your building. Have you had the opportunity, I mean, you know, within the last year or so, are there any of these new kids maybe that you've, you know, been able to talk to and get them out on the program?
You know, we're starting to see it a little bit as they're coming in as freshmen, you know, getting some kids out that may not have played in middle school. Another piece of the puzzle that is really important and I think is overlooked is being able to have more than one coach on staff at the school.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're not always going to be able to recruit just out of the weight room or field house or gym, you know, because of what I teach. It's important to have those pieces throughout the school, and certainly we're fortunate. There's four of us on campus. You know, it would love to have more, you know, teachers there on campus involved, but there are four of us, and that's important. That's important as you're having those conversations with those kids going down the hallways and shaking those hands and doing those things that, you know, it's another piece of putting a good program together.
And you talked about this a little bit too, but in terms of your core team of coaches right now, some changes there a little bit in assignments and not expectations, but in terms of what they'll be responsible for during the season. If you want to talk some about, you know, what you're thinking about looking at and going into this season with the coaching staff that you have.
You know, we've moved a couple of people around to try to shore up some places and to help us out. You know, Coach Hannah, who's been a longtime receiver, mm-hmm. Coach Forrest, has moved over to the defensive side with Coach Rogers and is back in the secondary. Hired another coach on, Zach Gibson, who slid into the wide receiver slot. And, you know, those are probably two of the biggest changes. Obviously, Jacob brings a lot of energy to the table, and certainly excited about having him, you know, on the defensive side. Zach's been an offensive coordinator before. So he's another set of eyes that we've got to help us on the offensive side and does a really good job with the receivers. You know, just excited about where we're at, not only as a team but as a coaching staff as well. Got some good families involved. Coach Mathis and his wife, Junebug, had a good cookout for us about 2 weeks ago, which was really neat. Had all of our coaching staffs and families. And, you know, Mr. Connor, who's our new principal, you know, was there. I was glad to welcome him into that. And Coach Crook and Coach Morgan, both our ADs. So it was just a really good, neat time. And it's important, you know, to have those close ties because you're going to end up fighting those battles for each other, you know, throughout the year. And to have that camaraderie is important.
You talked about the kids a few minutes ago. I think, you know, we've talked a little bit about the idea that you've got a lot of depth in a lot of places on this team right now. And you made mention of the word balance, which is, you know, I think such a super, super important word when you're talking about, you know, fielding a football team that can be successful week in and week out. You do have a good bit of depth on this team, and you're good on both sides of the ball, it looks like, right now, too, and that's something that's very exciting.
It is. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about the depth of the skill positions, which is unusual at a lot of programs. We don't feel like we have a huge drop-off, you know, in those skill positions from those guys that are starting right now to the guys that are the backups. I think if you had a chance to watch a scrimmage last night, you saw that. I thought we did some really good things with our ones, but we did just as good of things with our twos that came in. Had some scores in there that looked really good. You know, we're not as deep in some other places, but the skill positions is somewhere that we feel like we've got some good depth. That's on the offensive side at the backs and receivers, and on the defensive side in the secondary. So we feel like we've got some really good pieces to maneuver around. You know, it's our job to try to put those kids in places to be successful, and hopefully we'll get that done.
We'll talk about a few individuals as we go through the morning. One of the first things that pops into my mind, though, is Cam Walker signing and committing to NC State University as a junior. Still has another year with us, obviously, and I don't remember the last time we had a player that signed in the ACC and still had a year left of eligibility with us. That's a pretty exciting deal. And he and his brother both continue to get stronger and bigger, and they're certainly going to be factors this year for us.
Absolutely. You know, I think if I could brag about one place for Cam, I think he really took everything seriously in the offseason. I think he really dialed in, especially here as he started getting ready for those camps in the summer. Started getting some one-on-one training as we got through with spring practice to help him for those camps. And, you know, he did the things that he needed to do to make that impression for those coaches to make that offer. And certainly proud of him and where he's at. Obviously, we want him to be successful beyond us, but he's helping make our program a name too, you know, in the ACC and having coaches come around. So that's a big deal too. So just excited for him and his family. Obviously, you mentioned Nealon as well. Yeah. Obviously, another young kid for us is just a sophomore that, you know, big kid too, has a chance to do some things throughout his career, and just excited for them and their family.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Ha, ha, ha. Get the last laugh on pesky squirrels. Getting into your bird feed with Hometown Hardware's Squirrel Be Gone. Home feeder that looks like a birdhouse, but the weight-activated perch is too much for squirrels. Only $29.99 this month at Hometown. Solve another critter problem with a Freedom Large Pet Door. Easy to install and only $49.99. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative in Canton, Bethel, and Waynesville.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. We talked a little bit about some of the players that we certainly look forward to this year, and I think a lot of eyeballs are going to be on Corey Griffith, and you know, as a freshman, got an opportunity to make some things happen for us late in the season last year and played well. You know, was with the varsity really the entirety of the year, as well as playing at the JV level, you know, as a option or a backup there, but. He's been working out, I know, throughout the spring and in the summer, and you know, got a chance to get a good look at him last night. One of the things that always comes to mind when I watch him do anything is just how good of a touch he has on the ball, and you got to feel like that with all the weapons that we're going to have out there, both behind him and out on the sides with the receivers, that you know, he's lined up to have a really solid year for us. But again, a sophomore quarterback that. You know, is going to take the reins, it looks like, at this point.
He is he's progressing still, you know, still working on some things to help him. Saw some things last night that certainly happy about, watching him move in the pocket, you know, with some pressure last night, and still being able to look downfield and find his receivers. You know, that's really key for especially a young quarterback, not just tucking it and trying to run. You know, like I said, kept his eyes downfield, did some really good things, got a really good touch on the short ball. Obviously, we got to work a little bit on our deep ball, but those are things that will come. And like I said, the more reps we can get for him, the better off he's going to be. And you're right, we've got some good people that are around him. We almost, you know, we sit back and, for me and what I look at, we almost call him the traffic cop. You know, he's directing everybody and getting everybody going in the right places, and he's got to distribute the ball to them. So, you know, pleased with where we're at right now. Obviously, out wide, and you're talking about having Tanner out there, and you're talking about having Cam. You're talking about having Kane early. You got Hunter Davis and Keegan Hudson that are rotating in. And like I said, we had some twos that came in that did a really good job last night. Colton Rogers had quite a few catches.
Right.
So we had some really good things. Ryan Reynolds had a couple good catches as well. But there was Zeke Long. Another one had a touchdown grab last night. So just feel like we got a little bit of depth there that we can work with and see where we can go with this thing.
I go back the other side of the ball. You know, Jonathan and I were just doing some work last night to get ready for this week. And one of the comments that Jonathan had made a few times was how solid we were looking up front, both in terms of, you know, being able to stop the run in between the tackles, as well as just not giving them a lot of opportunities to, you know, to move the pocket out and do any damage. I thought we created a lot of havoc last night when they wanted to try to throw, both teams, when they wanted to try to throw. So you got to feel like this defense has got a lot of confidence right now and is going to do some damage this year too, get a chance to do that this week against Murphy. But very impressed. I was. Both of us were very impressed last night with what we were doing up front and the secondary.
In order for us to be a good football team, we've got to be good on defense. And I think when you look back through the years on the teams that have been here at Pisgah High School, that's kind of been a staple of who this community and school is. And it was nice to see that last night. I told the kids after we finished last night, one of my prouder moments of them last night was when the two defense was in and we were down at the goal line, about the 4-yard line. Defense hadn't been scored on last night, and it was the last play of that drive, and they held them out. You know, they bowed their neck and held them out, and certainly proud to see that. You saw a lot of the kids on the sidelines that were the starters, you know, those ones, you know, hollering for them, don't let them in, don't let them in. And, you know, that's a source of pride. And when you're starting to see that this early, that's something that we can build on.
Going back to the offseason, you guys typically will take an opportunity to visit a university and pick up some things. Did you get a chance to do that this year?
We did not. We were busy with doing some other things and wasn't able to get away like we wanted to. Certainly we're trying to get some things lined up for next spring, but you know, we had some changeover that we were dealing with, so we were kind of consumed with all of that. And, you know, the big thing for us on the spring practice up in May, we had a lot of installation we had to do,
right,
you know, on the offensive side from us putting some new stuff in and getting our kids used to it, and we're still working on it. I mean, it's a work in progress. I think we're putting together a really good package for who we have personnel-wise. But we still got some stuff we've got to tweak and move around and, you know, get all of those pieces in the right spots to be successful.
You had a chance to go to Charlotte, I think, in January for the National Football Coaches Conference, I believe, right?
Yes.
And so get a chance to, you know, be around, you know, these other coaches and just, you know, and as you, as good as anybody I know, as a student of the game and willing to, you know, to listen and try to absorb everything that you can, you know, those opportunities give you a chance to have relationships with people maybe you didn't have to have couldn't have a relationship with before, you know, make connections with things, and I'm sure to learn some things. Anything come out of that, or that you could, you know, bring back into your thinking and what you're doing?
Obviously, you're networking and making those, you know, relationships with those coaches out there. There were some things that in conversations I've had with other coaches that have kind of been bits and pieces that we've, you know, installed into our stuff. Trey Elder is a good example, who was a coach there at Woodruff High School in South Carolina, is now the offensive coordinator at North Greenville. Coach Hannah had a really good relationship with him, playing ball with him at Western Carolina. And we reached out to him and talked with him a little bit. He did some really good things down there at Woodruff. And, you know, he's come up there as offensive coordinator. So he's been able to help me a little bit with some quarterback drills and stuff that I can help Corey with and Tanner when Tanner comes in there as well. And, again, you've got to be willing to continue to make yourself better as not only players but as coaches too. And certainly I want to continue to move and trend in that direction.
How good a group has this group been so far at studying the game and, you know, spending the time, you know, with the film? And I know you guys can split it out, and our players can go and they can watch it on their own, and you can point out things. It's not, I guess, as much, you know, in the film room together, but there's still certainly this academic piece of learning the game. How good has this group been so far with that?
It's been good. You know, we're starting to come in now and meet before practice and watching film as groups and teams. You know, probably the biggest thing that I have seen with this group so far, we haven't had too many outside distractions.
Yeah.
You know, kids have been dialed in on what we're doing. Obviously, we're still out of school next week,
right,
you know, which is still a little bit tough.
Absolutely.
But once we get back into school, we'll get back on that regular schedule. And, you know, the one thing about our kids, too, we have a lot of day workers, kids that are still working right now. Yeah. So they're coming in off jobs and, you know, been able to go into practice. And you got to be dedicated. I mean, for some of our guys who are doing landscaping or, they're doing, you know, hard labor type stuff, and then to come in and go sweat another 2.5 hours of practice and putting that time in, you know, you've got to be dedicated to what you're doing, and it's nice to see us having some kids like that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Are you planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Church had a little bit of a chance to talk about where we are offensively. Saw a lot of players out there in those skill positions, and certainly we're good up front offensively. But again, on the other side of the ball, I know you guys are just as excited about that facet as you are anything else. Got a lot of really solid returning players coming back. I remember how many times that we called Taryn Brown last year on Friday nights, and how terrific of a job that he did up front. Obviously, he's back. Got several other guys that have had some experience now, 1 and 2 years of experience coming in on this defense. But this defense is set up to be very solid this year.
You know, Taryn anchors us up front. It was a returning lineman of the year out of our conference. Obviously, the expectations for him are high, especially from us coaches. But he anchors everything up front. If being on the offensive side, an offensive coordinator, you have to know where he's at. You know, you've got to account for him wherever he's lined up at. And, you know, Coach Rogers and those guys are doing a good job with preparing those kids. I thought last night you saw Hunter Shallow. They had a really good scrimmage for us as well. At linebacker, Jonathan Mahaffey, good. Colton Rogers, good as well. We got a couple of linemen that are having to go both ways right now, so they're just trying to get in the best shape they can. Merrick Kirkendall is one of them. J.D. Bridges, another one. Cam, another one out wide at one of the defensive ends. And, you know, when you can put two defensive ends out there, one at 6'5 and one at 6'3, 6'4, you got some really good range. And that's going to help us when we find those teams that are throwing the ball a lot, being able to get to them and still be in a good coverage in behind them, not having to drop somebody down to help out. So, just looking forward to that. You know, I didn't touch on it on the offensive side. You know, we made one other position move. We moved Eric Robinson from out wide back into the backfield. Uh-huh. And we've got some high expectations for him. He was certainly somebody who could take it the distance in a hurry. One of our faster kids, and we've got him lined up in the backfield with Corey and also Jonathan Mahaffey and Shalladay as well in the backfield. But
you could have 3 and 4 and 5 guys a night carrying the football.
You know, and I think we probably will when the night's over with. You'll see that kind of show up in the stat line. But, Eric gives us that breakaway speed. Obviously, we got to do a little bit better job in between the tackles to get him out. But, excited about what he brings to the table, too. And then, back to the defensive side. The secondary's got to be a strong point for us, and you got some good leaders that are back there in that back end. And, it's just at this point in the season, everybody's excited. Whatever team you're at, you're excited about getting going. Yeah. And certainly a lot of things to continue to work on and to get better at, but, just trying to get ready for that first game and having all your special teams in place. And we started putting some of those pieces in last night. You saw, Angel Ariano, and you saw Brian Castillo coming out there and doing some kicking duties for us. So all of those pieces have got to fit together, especially in these games that are going to be really tight games early on. And certainly we expect that next week with Murphy.
And, of course, Angel experience from last year. I haven't had a chance to see him kick very much. Has your place kickers, have they grown in terms of their ability over last year, you feel like?
Their strength in their legs has. Right. You can see that with the ball coming off the tees. Obviously, Brian will do our kickoff duty for us, and Angel's doing our PAT stuff right now. But, it's got to be a place that we've got to be able to win a ball game. You know, at some point this season, it's going to come down to a kick, late in the game. And we've got to be able to convert. I've got to do a better job of getting those guys some live looks, with some pressure coming at them. Again, it's just one more piece of the puzzle that we got to make sure we're prepared for.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, we were just talking about schedule, and obviously you guys are already working on the home and home schedule for next year and the year after, and I'm sure there'll be a few changes along the way. But again, with the schedule that we've got right now, obviously very similar to what we played last year, and some very good teams that we'll play. We'll start with Murphy. Now we've got to play Greenville again, a state champion there. Franklin's in the schedule, and of course Tuscola. So, again, a very strong schedule for us. I think one of the good pieces, though, is that the Murphy and Greenville games, at the front half of the season are at home. And again, I think you'll know pretty quickly of where things will stand after playing, again, what will be a very good Murphy team that I know that we would like nothing more to kind of get back to winning over them after losing that first one last year to them.
The big thing for us this year is trying to start off on the right foot and continue to progress as we get going towards a conference. We sit here and we understand the importance of trying to get a higher seed. I mean, we were on the road for the first two playoff games last year, so trying to get a higher seed, getting into those playoffs is important to us. Our team has, set their goals for the year, and that's certainly be a high seed going in, and trying to get deep in the playoffs, trying to get to Thanksgiving, and all of those pieces start from week one. I mean, you just had to worry about how you finished in your conference.
Right.
Now you have to worry about how you play in your non-conference schedule too, because they base the rankings off max preps. So, it's important from game one to game 11, and we understand that. Certainly we're going to go out and prepare the best we can and have our kids ready to go next Friday night against Murphy, a good, very good Murphy team that shared their conference championship last year with Swain and Cherokee. So going to be a really good game right out of the gate. And, always excited about getting a legend of a coach in with as many wins as Coach Gentry has, and chance to talk with him a little bit and, get after it with him.
Any changes in terms of, the way the games? Obviously, every year there's tweaks and points of emphasis that you will hear about in the coach's clinic, and then when you get together with the officials. Any changes or any different points of emphasis this year coming from that?
Not a whole lot of change. Usually they have one really big thing that they're looking at. Don't really see that this year. Probably one of the biggest things that I heard, coming out, they're looking at fines for schools being a little bit higher when it comes to ejections, and how far you can go with how an ejection is determined, whether it be taunting or whether it be throwing a punch,
right,
or whatever it may be. They're talking about fining schools up to $1,000, for some of these things, especially if you got kids coming off the sideline, off of the bench, onto the field in a scuffle like that. So, we've already had that conversation with our kids. Obviously you can lose going to the playoffs as well. That's something that the state can take away. So, trying to do a really good job of cleaning up some things that they felt like is still not where it wants to be at from the state level. You know, we may find ourselves in a situation like that where we've had something that's happened on the field. Hopefully not, but I think our kids, for the most part right now, have handled themselves the way that we want them to, and we'll continue to try to do that throughout the season.
You've got to get ready this week for Murphy, and again, it's a little bit more difficult because the kids aren't in school yet, and it's going to be a little while before we get the kids in school, so it makes things a little bit differently. How will your week look this week?
You know, we'll go to a school-type schedule. We're trying to go ahead and get them prepared for, you know, being in school and that practice being at that 3:30 slot and that evening heat. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've been pretty fortunate when it comes to that. I was talking to Coach Robinson last night at Mountain Heritage. I think in the past 2 weeks they've been in the gym 4 days just because of so much rain and being on natural grass.
Right.
So, you know, having the luxury of having the turf has helped us. Last night didn't look good early.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it broke up and it – really great night. You know, we're going to need a little bit of heat next week to get us back going again. You want your kids to, you know, have to have that controversy a little bit and that get through that mindset of, you know, having that heat on them. So I'd like to have a good couple good hot practices next week. And I remember when we went to Western last year, it felt like we melted a little bit. I mean, we were on that far side and that sun beat down on us. And, you know, we've got to do a better job getting these kids in shape, and certainly we're working towards that now.
So the Black Bears open up the regular season, the home slate as well, this Friday night against Murphy. 6:30 is our airtime at the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock we'll have our game call, and then we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.